friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the Songs of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134, and this is Lesson 12, Psalm 131, Quieting Our Soul in the Lord. Let's pray. We come before you this day, O Lord, seeking to have an intimate time with you, not hurried, not busied with all our thoughts, but just quiet before you. Teach us how to do it, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The Psalms are about trust. They are penned in all sorts of circumstances, many of them in crisis times when nerves are on edge and fear is nibbling at the heart. This psalm, attributed to David, is about finding peace in the midst of trouble. And David has seen a lot of trouble in his life. I'll read Psalm 131, 1-3 from the English Standard Version. A Song of Ascents of David. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. This psalm begins with an attitude of humility. We can't rest when we feel we have to be in control. We can't relax when we feel like we're in charge. Verse 1, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Resting in God begins with humility and perspective. David isn't talking about squelching normal curiosity and inquiry, but sometimes there comes a point of obsession where we must understand, where knowledge seems like control of the chaos. And sometimes we think we understand by oversimplifying complex things. But there are some things that are either too hidden or too complex for us to understand. I may not have the education needed, or perhaps it's something that no one really understands, not even cutting-edge scientists. There are some things beyond my knowledge. Sometimes I listen to dogmatic Christian teachers who have the whole Bible figured out. They have an answer for everything. Some listeners are awed by such knowledge, but at my age I know better. Some things about Scripture we just are not told. To try to fill in the blanks is dangerous, since often it is mere speculation dressed up as fact and deep truth. There is a time to say, we just don't know. Appropriate humility. Life and relationships can often be in that category. Why doesn't he love me? Why did Aunt Alice have to die? Why did this happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? Sometimes well-meaning believers answer, it's God's will. But everything that happens isn't God's perfect will. There is evil in the world. There is an enemy at work. Things aren't so simple. Often we just do not know why. One common reaction is anger towards God, sometimes bitterness that lasts for decades. But anger doesn't help anything, especially understanding and restoring a trusting relationship with God. Perhaps a better question than why might be, what can I learn from this, God? That's what David is talking about here. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Pride demands an answer and is angry if one is not forthcoming. Humility recognizes that there are things I can't fathom or control. David teaches us that we must be willing to let some things go in order to find rest in God. The second verse describes the psalmist's participation in settling down in trust and rest. But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Nursing babies are so sweet, except when they are demanding. They can scream in the middle of the night until they're fed or changed or burped or who knows. Nursing babies are demanding like little tyrants, and new mothers are perpetually exhausted by the whole process. So much for sweetness. Except it is deeply satisfying to the mom to have a little baby at her breast who falls asleep, finally. Bonding. Then a few hours later, the screaming starts again. But David isn't talking about the demands of a nursing baby. Rather, he's talking about a weaned baby. In Bible days, scholars have guessed that children were probably weaned by age 3, in most cases, perhaps sooner. The weaned child is eating some solid food and drinking from a cup, and only occasionally is given a little breast milk, not so much for the food value, but to put them to sleep. Weaning is an important step to maturity. A weaned child is no longer so demanding of mother. He doesn't have to satisfy his own needs instantly, at least not quite as fast. And that's what David means here. When we are at rest with God, we are like a weaned child with its mother, in contrast to a nursing child. If we are like weaned children with God, we're beginning to move beyond the place of acting out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. We've moved just a step beyond being so demanding, and eventually we'll grow, I hope, beyond throwing temper tantrums when we don't get our way. A weaned child is at peace with his mother, less selfish. Notice that David says, "I have stilled and quieted my soul." Sometimes we need to grow up, humble ourselves, and will ourselves to be quiet before the Lord, to trust rather than whine or demand. We must participate in this maturing process by stilling and quieting, by leaving impatience behind and embracing trust and confidence, even when we don't know all the answers and can't understand what's going on around us. In it all, we learn to trust. The Apostle Paul, who seems to get roughed up or worse in every city he ministers in, can still say, Philippians 4:12, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." He has moved from immaturity to a place of trust. This short psalm concludes with a note of hope. Verse 3, "O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore." David calls Israel, the people of God, to this trust that is growing in him. To hope carries the ideas of tarrying and confident expectation, trust. The people of God in your church and mine are called corporately to a place of trust and hope in the Lord. When we expect God to act on our behalf, to feed us regularly, rather than us demanding to be fed right now, then we can rest in that confidence. Eventually, we even learn to feed ourselves by communion with the one known as the bread of life, by feasting on his word, and so become content. There are only 3 verses in this little psalm, but it carries an important message for me. How about you? Let's pray. Lord, I've been so demanding sometimes. Thank you for helping me grow up. Thank you for growing my faith. Thank you for teaching me to calm and quiet my soul in you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our day 12 meditation based on Psalm 131. Why does demanding answers from God lead to stress? How have unexplained events in your life made you angry? How do you actually go about calming and quieting your soul? What does it mean to hope in the Lord? Friends, have a wonderful day as you serve Christ. Amen.